Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrne, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrne Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed. It is the holiday season and the season of gifts, and another gift I've been thinking about is the gift of faith. The gift of faith in ourselves, in our animals, and in our medical treatments and what they can and cannot do. At this particular time of the year, my thoughts were precipitated by two different articles. One was about what veterinarians and owners perceive as a drug that's relieving pain in their animals might not be. Those drugs just might not be relieving pain. They just think they are for some reason. They're seeing something in that animal that makes them think that the animal with arthritis is moving better than a more, quote, objective, unquote, mechanical test says is indeed the case. I don't know what to do with something like that. You know, should we trust yet another test to tell us that our own perceptions of what our animals are and aren't doing? I don't know. You know, it just creates such a dilemma for me. If these drugs really aren't doing the job, and it's kind of a mind-body thing that we perceive our animals as healthier, and our animals behave in a manner that to us communicates that they're doing better, well then why don't we just give them a placebo, a sugar pill, that would cost a fraction of the amount and not have the side effects? The other side of this is what is referred to as the nocebo effect. As we all know, a lot of the drugs that are out there, be they antibiotics, analgesics, or antidepressants, have negative side effects. And some of these side effects can be pretty doggone serious. Well, evidently, in studies where they have one group of people that gets a placebo, and another group of people who get the actual drug, there are those individuals who get the placebo who develop the negative side effects associated with the actual drug. The conclusion was that clinicians need to be very careful about discussing negative side effects of medications with patients. And that particular situation creates a real ethical dilemma for me too. And I'm sure it does for any thinking human or veterinary medical professional. Now what? Of course, it would be nice to say that patients trust their physicians and that clients trust their veterinarians enough to know that that individual will provide them with the best treatment that does the most good with the least harm for them or their animals and them. Well, that would be okay if all medical professionals were infallible, but the last time I checked, we're not. And in the meantime, particularly in the United States, I mean, we are an extremely blame-oriented society. So then under those circumstances, it's like, okay, if I could get sued for not giving all the gory details about all the negative side effects of this drug, then I better inform my patient or my client of all of them so that I don't get sued. But now I'll do that knowing that by virtue of doing this, I increase the possibility that this very thing might happen. And I know that for as much as I understand the role that faith plays in the healing process and how vital it is, I don't know that I could prescribe medication for somebody's animal saying it was one thing when in fact it was something quite different. I would have trouble with that. even if I thought it would be the best and the safest thing for that animal. I think the solution is that those on both ends of the equation, the clinicians, the physicians, the veterinarians, they need faith in their patients and their clients and their animals, that they can do what's best for them as individuals. And we as patients and pet owners, we need to have faith in ourselves and our animals and what our animals are doing and what we believe is best for them and best for ourselves. We need to have the faith in them and also the faith in those medical professionals that we can say to them, no, I don't want to do this. Or, yes, I think it's working. And I know that maybe that particular test result doesn't say that right now, but let's take it easy. Let's see what happens. Let's have a little bit of faith here. So in this season of faith and hope and joy, I wish you all the gift of faith.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore, by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Catova Arts, www.catova.com.